Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Enrollment for the Maine Senior Farm Chair Program opened this week, and the application form has been posted to the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry's website. The program provides income-eligible adults the opportunity to receive a share worth $50 of first-quality fresh local produce at no cost directly from local Maine farmers during the growing season. Applicants must be Maine residents ages 60 years or older, 55 years or older for Native Americans, or more than 18 years old for disabled adults living in a housing facility occupied primarily by older individuals. You can find the information in the application at maine.gov/DACF for Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. You can find it under the Food Assistance tab, or you can click on the direct link on today's Around Town Archives at weru.org. All are invited to join the College of the Atlantic Spring Art Crawl tomorrow. It's an end-of-term celebration of student creativity within COA art courses, independent studies, and senior projects. The Art Crawl will transform campus spaces into galleries featuring work in photography, ceramics, painting, drawing, multimedia art, and interdisciplinary creative practices developed throughout the trimester. Wander through exhibitions, encounter new perspectives, and experience the breadth of artistic exploration happening at COA. The College of the Atlantic Spring Art Crawl is free, and it takes place in buildings across the college campus tomorrow, Wednesday, June 3rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. You can get more information at coa.edu/events. Thursday evening at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor, Tony Mullane, Executive Director of the Acadia Wildlife Center, will give a talk on wildlife rehabilitation, what it entails, why it's important, how you can help wild animals in your own backyard, and how to look out for potential creatures that are in need. That's happening from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday evening at the Jessup Memorial Library. Work is also underway for the 56th annual Jessup Book Sale on August 15th. The library is accepting book donations by appointment and is also looking for a few more volunteers. You can get more information about both events at jessuplibrary.org. The Holocaust and Human Rights Center of Maine is again offering free summer seminars for educators. On July 15th and 16th, the Teaching the Holocaust seminar will cover, quote, a wide variety of topics to help teachers understand the Holocaust and the wider context that allowed it to happen. The sessions offer educators information, resources, and activities for history, social studies, government, civics, and literature classes, end quote. They have some special guest presenters scheduled as well. The second seminar, Building Supportive Schools, will be held on July 28th and 29th. Quote, join other passionate educators committed to creating more inclusive and equitable schools. This two-day seminar will equip you with the knowledge and tools to challenge bias and inequity in the classroom and create a supportive and learning environment for educators and students alike. This year's seminar will focus on learning from and better supporting our immigrant and Jewish communities through meaningful discussions, insights from panels of teachers and community leaders, and workshops with fantastic organizations, end quote. Registration is now open for both seminars at hhrcmaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.